With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Conservation groups announced today that they sent a letter to Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway threatening a lawsuit over grizzly bears killed along its train tracks. So far this year, a record 8 grizzlies from the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem have been killed by trains. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Grizzly bears in the lower 48 are protected as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. It's illegal to kill them even if it's an accident. Pete Frost is an attorney with the Western Environmental Law Center and is representing Wild Earth Guardians and Western Watersheds Project, both of which alleged in a letter sent earlier this month that BNSF Railway is violating the ESA by not doing more to mitigate grizzly deaths along its tracks. Frost argues the railway company's operations have led to 52 NCDE grizzly deaths since 1980. The letter also serves as a 60-day notice for a potential lawsuit.
These trains have been killing grizzlies for a number of years, if not decades. And in this situation, it's the responsibility of the railway company to obtain a permit that would set conditions on its operations to obviate further take.
Frost says BNSF has been dragging its feet when it comes to obtaining the permit for incidental take of grizzlies. In order to do so, BNSF needs to develop a habitat conservation plan which outlines how it will mitigate grizzly deaths. In an emailed statement, BNSF says both the conservation plan and its incidental take permit are in the final stages of review by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and both will soon be up for public comment. Frost says the Environmental Law Center and the conservation groups that signed on to Monday's letter hope to sit down with BNSF to talk about potential solutions before they move forward with a lawsuit.
We're not train operators. We're conservationists. But the literature that I've seen suggests that steps such as slowing trains down, perhaps running them at different times during the day, being prompt to clean up carrion or spilled grain. Those are the kinds of feasible and reasonable solutions that the railroad ought to consider.
The conservation groups can choose whether to move forward with legal action in mid-December. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.